The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Monday's edition. William Hill's Racing Radio will have all of the day's racing action covered from 1:40 p.m. with cards from Pontefract, Southwell and Windsor. We also have action from Ireland with a card from Limerick. Gareth Topham, Mick Norton and Paddy Aspel will be your studio team to provide their expert analysis on the day's racing. But to look ahead to two races at Pontefract and two at Windsor, it's myself, Michael Wood, and Mick Norton. Good afternoon, Mick. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael.
And before we jump into Monday's action, Mick, I thought it was worth taking a quick look back at the key talking points from Saturday's racing. The first point of call is Shalar, who battled bravely to land the Benngoff Stakes at Ascot. The Champion Sprints looks to be the next race on the agenda.
Yes, it certainly does. It was great to see him back on track. We hadn't seen him since winning the Middle Park last back end. And, you know, races like the July Cup and Commonwealth Stakes would have been on the agenda if they'd been able to get him right earlier. But, yeah, good to see him back. I think it might just be a little bit ground dependent. I don't think he'd want it too soft if it came up for a British Champion Sprint Day. But, nevertheless, it's great to see him back on track. It was a great performance considering how freely he ran in front. And he was up against a banging form rival there, that Meranisa had finished fourth in a Group 1 at Haydock the time before and showed that the form was absolutely rock solid. And he's beaten the rest off convincingly enough. Good to see him back, Shalar.
And another one to keep an eye on, Alice Springs, who won yet another Group 1 event, so this time at Newmarket for the Sun Chariot Stakes.
Making it three Group 1s from her last four starts. Picked up the Falmouth and the Matron. Did disappoint in Deauville in between, but yeah, she's a good filly in her own right. She's sort of second fiddle, I suppose, behind Minden and Co. at Ballydoyle. But if she's in most yards, she'd be the star of the show, wouldn't she? But yeah, great to see her win again. I did think she looked a little bit uneasy after the race as she walked in. I thought she looked a little bit set fast, and they're on about a trip to California for the Breeders, but whether that happens or not, I don't know. I just thought she was a bit distressed at the end of that, but we'll just have to see. Might just have been something or nothing, but she's a great filly in her own right, and as ever, Galileo keeps producing these Group 1 winners, doesn't he?
Indeed. Well, let's move on to Monday's action. As we mentioned, we're going to be looking at two races from Pontefract and two from Windsor. And it's Pontefract that we'll go to first, Mick. The first race that we're going to be previewing is the 2:30. It's a nursery class 4 event. It's over 6 furlongs with 13 runners in the field. What do you like here?
Yeah, it's quite a competitive nursery, isn't it? Some good prize money on offer on Monday. We've got some competitive racing to back it up as well, and this is no exception. I think the horses that towards the top of the handicap are looking possibly a little bit as if the handicapper might have got them, so I'm going further down. I'll start with Grinty, son of El Nardim, trained by Michael Dodds. Paul Mulrennan takes the ride. He improved dramatically from a bit of a lacklustre debut with two solid placed efforts, including at Ayr last time, when he probably ran into one on the day. And I think the mark of 75 is fair enough. He is coming back a furlong. It was 7 furlongs at Ayr. But it's a stiff old six ponty. I don't think it'll inconvenience. And he was placed over this strip at Carlisle. And as I said, he does make the shortlist, if not getting the final selection. Father McKenzie opened his account on his 11th start in a course and distance maiden last month, and I do like course and distance form at Pontefract. Although he'd had plenty of chances, he doesn't do an awful lot wrong. He looks fairly straightforward, and he fully deserved that course and distance win last time. And I think the mark of a 75 is fair enough, and he's got a good workable draw in stall four. But the vote's going to go to Richard Fahey's Yarmouk, Paul Hannigan, teaming up with his old ally, who's shown ability all four starts and made an excellent handicap debut at Hamilton last time, when definitely running into one behind Muta Hardy, who duly completed the hat-trick the time after he beat Yarmouk. So the form's got a very solid look, and that mark of 70 with that Muta Hardy form looks eminently workable. So I think Yarmouk will take that Pontefract Nursery, with Grinty being his main danger.
So Yarmouk, the one that appeals in the 2:30 at Pontefract. So we're on to the 3 o'clock race at Pontefract. It's a handicap, a class 3 event. It's over 1 mile and 4 yards. 9 runners in the field to choose from. What would be the best bet?
Yeah, another good pot here. 15,000 on offer. We'll start with the Godolphin horse, Blair House, a son of Pevital. And he can run here for the same mark as that excellent second at Epsom the other day. And that was coming back after 3 months off after that disappointing run the time before. And just caught by another Godolphin horse inside the final furlong. And he's got the blinkers on for the first time. So they made me think that there's a bit more to come with the blinkers on. William Bewitt takes a ride, and William's 1 from 1 on him. So he's back on board. Blair Housie won on him on debut. So he's a player. Rainbow Rebel's going to get the vote, though. Having a fantastic season, Rainbow Rebel. Won all of his 4 starts. His marks improved from 67 to 86 in that time. Although this requires more visual evidence of the last win, is that he's still getting better. He went the way he just kept going right to the line last time. That was on heavy ground. And I think he's a horse who doesn't mind a scrap. He'll do it towards the front. Although he might not have to, because he's got a stable companion there in Whitman, who was much better in first-time blinkers at Newmarket last time. There's a very useful two-year-old, this horse. Hadn't appeared to have trained on, but much more like it at Newmarket in the first-time headgear, which has been retained. So I think with Whitman in the race, it's going to set it nicely. Joe won't have to force it. He'll be able to just tack Whitman, and I think he'll make it 5 out of 5 for the season.
So Rainbow Rebel, the one to look out for in the 3 o'clock at Pontefract. Well, let's move on to the 2 races from Windsor that we're going to be looking at. The first of those is the 3:50. It's a class 3 handicap over 1 mile, 3 furlongs and 135 yards. A big field of 16 runners to choose from, Mick.
Yeah, it's up the old stand the ground. We'll have each way, 4 place each way betting, which will be great, won't it?
It would be. And,
especially in a race like this. Mm.
So, in terms of the field, what do you like?
Yeah, I'll start with Wrangler, who's the mount of Ryan Moore is. 1 from 1 on him. Now, he hasn't been the same for 786 days, this horse, but the very fact that they've persevered with him suggests that they think there's more to come. And the jockey booking after that length of time suggests that the absence is going to be no problem. And he rattled up a couple of wins 2 seasons ago. Disappointed on his last start, but that meant that his mark has now slipped back to his last winning mark. And both wins have come on soft ground, so if the weather takes a turn for the worse, it won't bother him. And Willie Haggis continues to turn out the winners, and he's got to be kept a very close eye on. But I'm going to give the vote to Stratum, who is a son of Dan Silly, and his first try at this trip was an excellent second in a very competitive Kempton handicap. Only fell by a head to an informed Sam Missile, who was a winner since, so frank in that form. And unexposed at a mile and a half is Stratum. And I think there could be more to come from him at this trip. So in a very open, wide open handicap where they should go 4-1 the field, hopefully, Stratum gets the vote for Frankie and John Gosden.
So Stratum, the one that appeals in the 3:50 at Windsor. Let's move on to the final race of our podcast. We're looking at the 4:50 at Windsor. It's the penultimate race on the card. It's a handicap, a class 4 event. It's over 1 mile and 67 yards. Again, another big field of 14 runners. What do you like here?
Yeah, I like the 3-year-olds here. I'll start with Skyship, who wears the cheap pieces for the first time. So Michael Stout trains. Ryan Moore rides, the son of Raven's Pass. He's only having his 6th start of the season, and he's still only got that maiden win to his name, but much more like it last time, when only going down by a length in the 13-strong field behind Mountain Rescue at Kempton. And if he can just find a little bit more in those first-time cheek pieces, it could well be the making of him. I think a key point might be that he did show his best form at two at the back end. So maybe he's going that way again. So he certainly makes the shortlist. I'm going to give the vote, though, to TSL. He looked a different horse to me last time. And that mark looks more than fair for his handicap debut. Every chance of more to come. And don't forget, this horse ran on his final start at two in a Group 3 Autumn Stakes. So they obviously think highly of him. And he's in this handicap here, getting weight for age of his elders, off a mark of 82. And I'm quite confident the way that he won that Kempton Maiden that there's more to come.
So TSL, the one that offers the most appeal in the penultimate race on the card at Windsor, the 4:50. Well, Mick, can you recap your selections for Monday's races, please?
Okay, the two at Ponty, 2:30 Yarmouk, 3 o'clock Rainbow Rebel, and at Windsor in the 3:50 Stratum. And in the 4:50 TSL.
As always, Mick, thank you for your thoughts on Monday's action. And remember to tune in to Racing Radio on Monday from 1:40 p.m. for live racing commentary, results and tips.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.